Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our snowplow operators out there working overtime up and down the East Coast for the storm that's coming up through there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
We had a federal judge in Texas that has blocked the federal employees' mandatory vaccination mandate, did that late yesterday afternoon, early evening, and I know the government said they were going to challenge it right away, so we'll have somebody come back and say, oh, no, it's back on again, and it'll wind up in an appeals court somewhere, and I guess it'll eventually find its way back to the Supreme Court.
That's exactly right.
So, what do you think?
Well, I mean, all of these mandates are in the judicial system are being stopped. What does that tell you?
They're illegal.
So, that's right.
Correct. And we talked about that before. And everybody, when you say that to somebody that's on the fence or a liberal, they go, that's not true. Well, it is true.
Well, and obviously, you just can't force people to, inject something into their body that is really, when you still think about it, is experimental.
All but two. Mm-hmm.
So, here we are.
Now, Jen Psaki did something yesterday. When she said it, I almost fell out of my chair. She was telling the Democrats that weren't happy with Biden and what he was doing to maybe they ought to relax, cool off, and hit the bar this weekend, have a few belts of their favorite beverage after another devastating week for Joe Biden. Great way to solve the problem, huh?
Well, I would say this. She's the one that probably is going to hit the bar because she's had to equivocate on virtually every single thing that this White House did last week.
Yeah, she's been cleaning up everything, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And she's not cleaning it up very well.
No.
To the point where, the other cable news networks, the MSNBCs and CNNs, they're challenging, an awful lot of this stuff coming out of the White House. So, she's the one that's going to have a couple of shots or two.
Okay. A lot of people are deeply concerned over the Americans that are sitting in the Ukraine right now. Should Russia do something and should shots ring out over there, They're concerned about whether or not we can get our Americans out, or are we going to have another Afghanistan situation?
Well, therein lies what the discussion is, because they've pulled out the file and are talking about how to evacuate, who should stay, what do they call it? It's only essential people, non-essential people,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. So,
right.
I think the government has already said that if people want to leave, if people are asked to leave, I forget how that it's, you know, it's word salad, but, the government will not assist them with flights. They have to do it on their own.
That is correct, and I hate to say this, and I hate to even think this, but I think we're going to see something similar, not quite as bad, as to what happened in Afghanistan if they have to go through this in Ukraine. That's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, people are already leaving. You know, you've got top business people over there. You've got diplomats that have left. You got family members that have left, so... they're already bailing out.
Now, it appears California Governor Newsom has gotten torched for some things that he said about the United States, calling us a third world country. I think he should have looked in his own backyard first.
He was referring to his own backyard because of the looting that has gone on to the Union Pacific train cars.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, he compared the looters to members of a gang.
Yeah.
And so that was the first one thing he got in trouble with, when he said they're gang members, which they probably are, some form. And then comparing it to a third world country. So, I mean, the guy is so spineless, he can't even, like, stand on his own. And if he says something, it stays there.
Well, he also said that they're taking this stuff and they're selling it on the Internet.
Well, they've been doing that. I mean, mm-hmm. That's not a new condition. You know, when they do these smash and grabs all over the country, that's what they do. They sell them on the Internet.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. With Denise Simon, flight with FoundersCode.com. Get ready for Jeff in Sarasota. Take it away, Jeff.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover all of those, too. But here's where you really save the money. You bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy all together with your automobile policy, and you'll save a bunch of money. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. See what they can do for you. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's going to be nice up there, isn't it?
It's supposed to be cold and a 30, 40% chance of rain.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with all that. Now, voters are significantly more worried right now about inflation and violent crime than they are about COVID-19 or climate change. An illustration of that is what happened in New York City last night, another police shooting where an officer was killed, another one's hanging on for dear life, and this is the fourth police shooting so far in New York this week. Now, a new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports finds that 62% of those polled are very concerned about inflation. That's the number one problem in their mind. Number two, 61% are very concerned about violent crime. And number three, gas prices are in third place, up at 59%. So Joe Biden's core policies that he's got are not working.
No, they're not. Look, I think after 2 years now, America has pretty well figured out how to deal with all things with the virus, okay? It's the White House that keeps, in the CDC, that keeps all things dealing with vaccines and boosters and masks in confusion. So we pretty much kind of turned them off. So, and we've learned to deal with it, except for these poor parents that are having to still fight the schools. But having said that, I would say that if things escalate like is being predicted between Russia and Ukraine, just hold on, because gasoline will hit at least $100 a barrel.
Which is what they've wanted for months.
So this, if nothing else, should be the greatest warning to this White House. And that will hurt supply chain. It will really, really hurt individuals out there that are, you know, struggling so much that, you know, with their own finances in paying for the gas that they're paying for and paying for the high price of food that they're paying for. So, in fact, the White House does know that there's some struggling going on, and they actually have on paper penciled in another stimulus.
Yeah.
So, just hold on, because things could go sideways even worse than they already are. Now, what does scare me is not so much how the United States is dealing with Russia, but how Europe is dealing with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And the one country that's the biggest problem in all of this is Germany, because mm-hmm. they're the ones that are so desperate to have Russian oil. So they don't care whether they help Ukraine or not. And yet we have a White House who just refuses to reverse or re-examine their stance on domestic energy and energy independence. So I would say from now till, I don't know, probably next 6 months, things could really get worse.
How's that Keystone XL pipeline policy working out now?
Nobody cares, do they? Not in this White House.
Yep, not in the White House, no, but other people do care, so we'll see what else can happen there. All right, let me see here. We're going to go to the telephone line. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind here?
I just got one comment to say. The White House has declared war on blue-collar America. Thank you, Captain, and thank you, Denise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we know that, and we talked about that. I've talked about that, which I think I'll talk about right now. The GOP base is actually shifting, Denise, because the number one priority used to be for the Democrats was to go after the working man. Remember all that? Now, suddenly, the working man has come over to the Republicans because they realize that their policies are a lot better and were a lot better than the mess that Biden's got us in right now. And that's bad news for the Democrats.
Mel brings up a good point, but I would say hold on, Mel, because if you take a wider look, we have a government, especially this government, that's against the American people.
Yep.
I mean, think about it. There's been very little that's been resolved or solved when it comes to supply chain. They have done absolutely nothing when it comes to inflation.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. This administration is only about unions. That's it when it comes to jobs and whatnot. They haven't, you know, put their foot down on the schools. I mean, heck, you know, we never heard this White House say it is reprehensible that the Department of Education and the school board associations and the FBI have essentially called parents terrorists.
Yeah.
So look, I mean, we can go on and on and on. I mean, do you think that they're enhancing public safety with the 2 million people that have come across that border?
Of course not.
Do you think that they've done anything to solve crime? I mean, Biden comes out yesterday and says it's a state issue.
Yeah.
So all they're doing is concentrating on prosecuting, you know, the people that attended January 6th in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mel, yes. I mean, they're against the working man. That's for sure. But they're really against everybody that's not on their side.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay, Trump Media CEO Devin Nunes, headline says he's girding for a battle of all battles against big tech wokeness.
Well, that's not a new thing. I think somebody just asked him, you know, decided to go interview Devin Nunes, former congressman from California. And that's what he said. Now, remember, too, that this is not a new thing that for Devin Nunes, because he's actually got lawsuits against big tech, so social media. So, that's not a surprising thing.
Okay, well, we'll have to watch and see what happens. That's the bottom line there. Very unfortunate circumstance yesterday, the final chapter. Now the book's been closed on the Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito situation. They actually released the information that was in the notebook that was found with Brian, which included his written confession about how he strangled his girlfriend Gabby in the desert and buried her.
I don't know that it said how he strangled her. He just admitted to killing her. But I looked at five or six different sources to see if he actually said how he did it, and that's not there. So we were told that she was strangled.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's how he put it in his notebook.
Well, that was a story that, believe it or not, came in on AP that Fox picked up and went with. So who knows?
Yeah, that he admitted. Yep. He admitted killing her, but I don't know that he said that he strangled her.
Well, we'll find out eventually. Okay, the music's slowly coming up in my ear. You are available at founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and if people go over there and sign up for the sit rep, they can get the articles as you write them, right?
That's right.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, Keith.
All right, thank you. Go Bucks! Go Bucks! And by the way, it's going to be a little bit chilly for the next couple of mornings. The Bucks game is going to be played with a little bit of wind and a little bit of coolness. Be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming special agents killed the terrorist in an attack on a North Texas synagogue. Special agent in charge Matt DiSarno telling reporters the terrorist became erratic during negotiations last Saturday at the Congregation Beth Israel in Coffeyville. He also made multiple demands and threats. A student was shot on campus at Magruder High School in Montgomery County, Maryland, Friday afternoon. Interim Superintendent of Montgomery Public Schools, Dr. Montifa McKnight.
We also are concerned for the students and staff at Magruder High School. An incident like this can be extremely traumatic and make them feel vulnerable and unsafe. We will have a crisis management team at Magruder over the weekend and into next week to work with those who need help.
The victim was taken to a local hospital and is in serious condition. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two campuses to serve you. One of them in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Another one up there in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. All right. We got a special interview here with a good friend of mine, Major Scott Husing, retired USMC. And here we go. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps Infantry Major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down. And that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi, and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share. It's just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing to me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class, okay. So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. Now, I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio, because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, yeah, it's a pretty unforgiving environment, and I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander, a company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do, but it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004, as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I had left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway of Virginia, and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter and one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about your involvement with the Marines, with Scott's company.
Well, in 2006, exactly, sometime around July, the terrorists, they came to my house, my parents' house, and they dropped an envelope with a letter inside of it and a bullet. It says, infidels, you have 24 hours to leave, otherwise you'll be beheaded. And that was during the Civil War when it started in Iraq. So I come from a wealthy family, used to be a wealthy family. I didn't need even to work. But then we pretty much lost everything. My dad lost almost everything. And my friend, Ford, and he was my neighbor, and we grew up together. He was like, hey, man, we lost everything. We have to do something about it. And I'm like, sure. There was only pretty much two options for me. Three options, to be exact. One is sit and do nothing. And the second option is grab my dad's gun and go outside to the terrorists and try to shoot them. And I'm pretty sure they will shoot me before even I get the chance. Or I would get shot by Americans because they will see a kid carrying a gun. And the third option would be working with Americans and helping them get against the terrorists. So that was the goal. I signed up with Americans. And when I signed up with the contracting company, they were like, hey, we got many places where we can send you to. I'm like, sure, you got it. And like, I want to be with the U.S. Marines.
Well, on behalf of a grateful nation and my listening audience, we want to thank you very much. We know the difficult job that you interpreters have had to do. We're very glad that most of you, Scott, I believe, were able to get out of the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success stories like Sam and Ford that came out. And I work with so many veterans with what I do, and there are so many great success stories. Sam's, I think, my shining example, and Ford, too. I mean, he's back in country as a senior-level Department of Defense interpreter now and still serving our country. And I love to say that. It gives me chills to say our country.
Because and we're going to announce that Sam is a recent new USA citizen. Congratulations for that. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be part of this great nation.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And we need more like him.
Yeah.
Scott, we need more
absolutely.
Like him. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be right back with more with Major Scott Husing, the author of the best-selling book, Echo in Ramadi, and his interpreter, Big Sam, Sam the Man. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Now, remember, National Aviation Academy brings you the Military and Veterans News segment. And coming up here on Wednesday, February the 2nd, the National Aviation Academy is sponsoring a scholarship golf tournament at the Innisbrook Island Course. Now, admission will include green fees, cart, a bag of swag, got to have a bag of swag, right? Lunch and dinner with awards for the day. Now, there'll be prizes for the best putting, longest drive. You could even win a Tesla Model Y car with a hole-in-one. And the best part is 100% of all the proceeds go straight to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find out more by visiting the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu/golf, NAA.edu/golf, or give them a call at 727-531-2080, that's 727-531-2080. Help them out. If you want to play some golf, you'll be playing at a championship golf course. There is no golf course around that's any better than this one here in the local area. And, yeah, they do have golf tournaments on it. So it's the real deal. So check them out, National Aviation Academy. Now, I'm going to be today, as I said, down in Bradenton. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at American Legion Post 24, which is located at 2000 75th Street West, and it's going to be a Second Amendment constitutional carry rally for the law that's being proposed to allow people to carry, open carry, here in this state with the new legislation that'll be coming. We're going to have a number of state politicians there, have some people running for congressional office, too, that'll be there. I'll be there. Look forward to seeing y'all if you want to come on down and take advantage of a great day. And I think we will have a great day. So I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Remember,
are the Eagles and Travis Tritt tagging along with them. The world-famous song, the hit that they did called Take It Easy. And that's going to round out our Truckers Highway and Byway Report music for the morning. I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you want us to play something sometime and we can get it done, we definitely will do that for you. Now, I'm going to finish up with what's going on because it's important. We've had some major changes to the weather in a couple of different places in the country, all to the east of the Mississippi River. Number one, we have got snow that started out now in the southern part of Minnesota, running across the northeastern corner of Iowa into the central part of Illinois. Now, this is part of the low pressure system that's going to bring snow across the northern plains tonight and into tomorrow. The way the wind is blowing right now, I told you the lake effect machine was going to kick in because of the wind that was up there in Wisconsin that was now causing lake effect snow on the east side of Lake Michigan, in the western side of Michigan, lower peninsula from Traverse City down about 100 miles. Now that same wind has kicked in upstate New York. You've got snow now on I-81 from Oneida Lake north all the way to the Canadian border and inland about 30 miles. That's going to continue. You've got snow from just south of Buffalo, Dundee, all the way to Ripley, New York, and then over to Erie, Pennsylvania, and it's also trying to snow in the Cleveland area right now, that same lake effect snow. So it could get real interesting up there tonight in the Northland. Now, there is a major snowstorm that's going up the eastern seaboard, and it's right along the coastline pretty much right now, inland about maybe 30 or 40 miles, especially North Carolina, Virginia, and the extreme northeastern part of South Carolina. So be advised, you're going to have winter weather up through there. Now, you also have bitterly cold weather in the deep south. This is the coldest weather of the season so far for Louisiana, Mississippi, and parts of Texas. Now, we have a freeze warning. Temperatures below 32 degrees, they're in the 20s and dropping rapidly. Southeastern Oklahoma, southwestern Arkansas, northeastern Texas, to include Texarkana, the northern part of Louisiana, to include Shreveport, then along I-10, I-12, all the way over into Mississippi, all the way to just about the Alabama line right now. And then over towards Beaumont, Texas, and it skips down towards about Galveston, and then that really cold weather goes over to the west in about 50 miles or so. So be advised, winter is here. Now out west, we've got fog, lots of it. Parts of Oregon, the southwestern tip of Washington State, also down into the mountainous areas, San Bernardino Mountains. We've got some mixed precipitation down there. Could be rain, could be snow, depends on what the temperature does over the next few hours. And we've got a system developing in a Four Corners section right now. We do have some snow in New Mexico. We do have some snow in Colorado. And we may soon have some snow in Arizona. We'll see. But that's what the weather's looking like right now. Okay. Let me tell you about where I'm going to be today. From 10 o'clock to 12 noon, I will be at the American Legion Post in Bradenton, post number 24, and I'll be there until noontime because we have a support constitutional carry in Florida rally going on. There'll be some interesting speakers that you'll be able to hear. The list of speakers includes the Republican Liberty Caucus Chairman Bob White,
I will be there. Congressional 16 candidate Martin Hyde will be there. State Rep and Congressional candidate Anthony Sabatini. Florida Gun Rights Matt Collins. Concerned Veterans for America Jimmy Smith. We'll also have Jason Bearden, who is a candidate for county commissioner. Amanda Ballard, who's an attorney and a conservative principal advocate from Defend Florida. Raj Dormasmi from the Manatee Patriots. Jack May, Manatee County Board of Commissioners. The chairman will be there, Kevin Van Ostenbridge. Commissioner from District 1, James Satcher. Commissioner from District 3, Vanessa Baugh. We'll have the Manatee Herald political columnist there, Mark Young. The author of Rules for Deplorables, Kathy Chamberlain, will be there. And the Just in America radio podcast host, Richard Tatum, will be there as well. 10 to noon at the American Legion Post 24, 2075th Street in Bradenton. We'll be at the new pavilion around the rear of the building. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, because it's all about we the people. As you know, on this program, we the people, we're the ones that do it. These people we elect, they work for us. And by God, if they don't, we get rid of them. That's our job. If we screw up and put the wrong people in office, that's shame on us. We have to correct it. Just like right now, coming up in November, the midterms, we need to get this right. And I believe we will. I believe we will. Because the country can't stand it, and the people know it. Politicians don't care, but we the people know it. So remember that the next time you go to an election to vote for a dog catcher even. Those people are all eventually going to move up the ladder. By the way, don't forget MyPillow this weekend. A 50% off on the My Slippers. 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com. The promo code is CAPTAIN. Give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459. All righty. I look forward to seeing you down in Bradenton. It's going to be a great day. And for the rest of you, I'll see you Monday morning, 2 a.m., right here on your radio dial. God bless America. Stay warm.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.